Car bomb attacks rock several Iraqi cities, leaving at least 17 people dead and dozens injured. At least 6 people were killed and over a dozen others injured when a car bomb went off in a commercial street in the Shia city of Diwaniya. A similar blast near a bus stop in the holy city of Karbala left several people dead and a dozen others injured. A third car bomb exploded near a restaurant in the holy city of Najaf, killing 5 people and wounding 12 others. A deadly explosion also rocked the Shia part of Baghdad's southwestern district of Bayal. British lawmakers and journalists have gathered in the UK's Houses of Parliament to discuss the crisis in Iraq. Their discussions revolved around what military and political options the UK and its allies have in fighting the Takfiri threat. Issa Ali sent us this report from London.
With the crisis in Iraq continuing and the lives of thousands of innocent Iraqis being taken at the hands of ISIL militants, nations around the world are slowly waking up to the scope and magnitude of the threat of ISIL. A panel at the UK's Houses of Parliament explored British policy towards the crisis, with panellists ranging from prominent journalists like Patrick Coburn to MPs like Anne Clyde. The meeting looked at what London could do to include its regional allies in attempts to counter the advance of the ISIL militants. The South Asia and Middle East Forum organised the event, and its founder Khalid Nadim chaired the event.
We heard in this event we had today, it's a matter of getting a coherent strands from everyone on the same side, but not at each other's conflicting. And it's very important to involve other countries, even Saudi Arabia. It's very important, because at the end of the day, they're a player in the region. You've got to get everyone in the region on board.
Much of the discussion revolved around the fact that the West's allies, like Saudi Arabia and Turkey, have aided the growth of Takfiri groups like ISIL in the region. Haider Khoury is an analyst at the influential Chatham House think tank in London.
The UK knows where the problems are. It knows where the ideological backing for some of the extremist groups is coming from. It knows the nefarious roles that Saudi Arabia and Turkey are playing in strengthening ISIS and other jihadi groups. But it was made very clearly and bluntly that the UK has energy interests, they have oil interests in the Middle East, and it's a dilemma. It's a dilemma in terms of trying to fight ISIS and extremist groups and at the same time having strategic allies who you need.
On the one hand, the UK views the ISIL terrorist group as a serious threat. On the other, they still refuse to come to terms with the fact that they'll need to work with forces such as the Syrian government in order to combat that threat seriously. Until then, their policy towards dealing with ISIL will remain confused and incoherent. Issa Ali, Press TV in London.
Sunni scholars have condemned what they called acts of barbarism by ISIL terrorists and their crimes to gain ground both in Iraq and Syria. Our correspondent Altaf Ahmed has sent us this report from a conference in the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region.
Sunni scholars in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region have condemned the so-called caliphate, or a proto-state proclaimed by ISIL north of the country. In a conference held in the capital Kurdish city of Erbil, scholars slammed the mainstream media's labeling of the terrorists as Sunni extremists and the so-called caliphate as an Islamic state.
A Sunni cannot be extremist, nor can an extremist be accepted as Sunni. This so-called state is also not an Islamic state. It's a Takfiri state. Islam is under attack by Takfiris who are backed by foreign and some regional countries which claim they are Muslim states.
The scholars condemned ISIL's acts of barbarism as they kill children and enslave and rape women. They said these terrorists executed prisoners and threatened religious minorities with genocide. The scholars said a large-scale campaign has begun to demonize the Muslim faith and its teachings.
These groups are trying to contaminate our religion with their brand of forged Islam. We're here to set the record straight and to clarify to everyone that these people are terrorists and that Islam disowns them and their terrorist ideology.
The participants also warned of the attempts to sow seeds of discord among Muslims, highlighting the importance of Muslim unity to withstand the wave of takfir sweeping throughout the region.
They call themselves Muslims while they continue to attack other Muslims, committing the worst crimes became known to Islam, which is strife. Our holy book, the Quran, also stresses the importance of tolerance towards other religious groups.
The group refers to itself as Islamic State, but the majority of Muslims condemn its egregious crimes, stressing Islam's disbandment of ISIL's Al-Qaeda-inspired Takfiri ideology. Sunni scholars have denounced the atrocities committed in the name of Islam, warning of foreign sponsors behind the suspicious rise of bloodthirsty extremist groups, which they say are using Islam as means to wield their agendas forward. Altaf Ahmad, Press TV, Erbil.